Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Klopp var imponert av Liverpools snuoperasjon etter pause mot Manchester City. Velkommen til pausepraten mandag 4. oktober ved Arve Vassbotten. Søndag ble det 2-2 I en vanvittig toppkamp mellom Liverpool og Manchester City på Anfield. En kamp som for oss røde kanskje I aller størst grad vil bli husket for Mohamed Salahs 2-1-scoring. Dessverre slo Manchester City tilbake to ganger I kampen, og dermed ble det poengdeling mellom de to gigantene I Premier League. Liverpool tar dermed landslagspause på annen plass på tabellen, ett poeng bak Chelsea. Liverpool fortsatt det eneste laget uten tap I ligaen. På Liverpool.no's spillbørs etter kampen var det Salah som ble kåret til bestemann med 9 på børsen. James Milner fikk det tøft denne kvelden og fikk 5 på spillebørsen, og det samme fikk Jordan Henderson, mens de øvrige fikk 7 og 6. Jürgen Klopp var lettet over at laget hans hevet seg etter den vanskelige første omgangen. Takk Gud for at fotballkamper har 2 omganger. Jeg har aldri vært gladere for å høre pausesignalet, sa han etter kampen.
Quite an exciting game, so with two obviously completely different halves. Thank God that there were two halves today because the first half was obviously exactly like you shouldn't do it against City. The second half was exactly like you should do it. So I was really happy about the halftime whistle so that we could adjust a few things. And actually, we didn't change anything. We just told the boys again what we actually wanted to or should have said already in the first half. So things like this happen. You against a team like City with the dominance they can put on the pitch. When you are then a little bit too passive without the ball, then they pass through your lines. You never can really get in the challenges. And what was our biggest problem in the first half that we didn't play football. No, that doesn't help. You meet for a football game, people come into the stadium and they don't play football. That sounds wrong and is wrong. So we needed to start playing football in the second half. We did that immediately. I think that was obvious for everybody all of a sudden. City had to run a lot, had to defend completely different to the first half because we played now really good. If we would have played only the second half, I actually would have liked to win the game. But together with the first half, I'm not that cheeky. I think the point is fine. Second half was us. Brave, aggressive, full of determination, ready to play in the small spaces, playing the extra pass, using the width, and don't chip constantly these balls in behind the last line against the goalie, who is probably the most front-footed goalie in the Premier League. So why would you do that? But if you didn't, but we did the first half constantly. Today, the first half was probably the worst we played so far against them, but the second half, that was us, because there were massive problems. We were really in the game. We scored wonderful goals in Musa last goal. What do we... So the first goal is a great, great counter-attack, winning the ball, bam, bam, 2 passes. Sadio, great, great position, top finish. And the second goal, only the best players in the world score goals like this. That was the first touch, the first challenge he wins, then going there and putting on the right foot and finishing the situation off like he did. Absolutely exceptional.
Nå drar 25 Liverpool-spillere på landslagssamling. Kaptein Andy Robertson og Skottland skal ut i to viktige VM-kvalifiseringskamper. Skottene kan langt på vei sikre andreplassen i sin gruppe med to seire denne samlingen i møter med Israel og Færøyene. Jordan Henderson og England er så godt som klare for VM i Qatar, og de skal spille mot Andorra og Ungarn. Neco Williams og Wales kniver med Tsjekkia om andreplassen i sin VM-kvalifiseringsgruppe bak Belgia, og de skal møte både Tsjekkia og Estland. Kostas Tsimikas skal spille i rødlistede Georgia og må derfor i karantene når han returnerer til England. Men han får trene og spille kamp for Liverpool i karanteneperioden. Hellas jakter Sverige i sin VM-kvalifiseringsgruppe og trenger 6 poeng for å håpe om andreplass. De spiller mot Georgia og Sverige. Diogo Jota og Portugal har 2 poengs luke til Serbia i sin kvalikgruppe. Denne gangen skal de spille én tellende kamp. Første oppgjør er nemlig en privatlandskamp mot neste års vertsnasjon, Qatar. Deretter venter det kamp mot Luxemburg. VM-hoppet er over for Kevin Keller og Irland. De står kun med 2 poeng etter 5 kamper. I likhet med Portugal skal de spille privatlandskamp mot Qatar, og i tillegg så møter de Aserbajdsjan. Conor Bradley fortsetter å få tillit hos Nord-Irland, og de trenger 2 seire for å holde liv i VM-drømmen. De møter Sveits og Bulgaria i 2 bortekamper. Nederland har fått Virgil van Dijk tilbake, og det kommer godt med når de kniver med Norge og Tyrkia om tabelltoppen. Det forventes 6 poeng når de skal møte Latvia og Gibraltar. Guinea med kaptein Naby Keita på laget skal spille sine kamper i Marokko av sikkerhetsmessige hensyn. Sist samlingen havnet Keita og spillerne midt i et statskupp i hjemlandet. Da ble en kamp utsatt, og dermed blir det 3 kvalifiseringskamper denne uken. Guinea må prestere over evne for å havne over Marokko i sin gruppe. De møter Sudan 2 ganger, og så Marokko. Sadio Mané og Senegal har tatt kommandoen i sin kvalifiseringsgruppe og kan sikre gruppeseier om de slår Namibia i 2 kamper. Mané må belage seg på karantene når han kommer tilbake til England, men kan spille kamper. Mohamed Salah er i kjempeform, men Egypt ligger bak Libya i sin kvalifiseringsgruppe. Dermed er kun seier godt nok når de møter gruppelederen 2 ganger denne samlingen. Takumi Minamino og Japan forventer nok å komme seg til VM, men de fikk en trøblete start med tap mot Oman før de slo Kina i september. Nå venter 2 kamper mot topplagene i gruppa, Saudi-Arabia og Australia. Alison Becker og Fabinho er de Liverpool-spillerne som skal ut i den tøffeste samlingen, og trolig gjør det at de går glipp av kampen mot Watford 16. oktober. Siste kamp med Brasil spilles nemlig natt til fredag 15. oktober, engelsk tid. I tillegg må de i karantene ved hjemkomst til England, men som med Mané og Tsimikas kan de spille og trene i karantenetiden. Brasil topper den søramerikanske kvaliken med 8 seire av 8 mulige, og er så godt som klare for VM i Qatar. I denne runden møter de Venezuela, Colombia og Uruguay. Du har akkurat lyttet til pausepraten det siste døgnet med Liverpool fra Liverpool Supporterklubb Norge. En nyhetssending som legges ut på alle hverdager. For flere nyheter, besøk liverpool.no.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.